right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line, and CJ. So, Dr. Craig, CJ is a prime example of what worries me long-term in this society. You hear his responses to things that really just make no sense whatsoever, but yet he's willing to debate and argue the point, ad infinitum.
Right. It's a lie that our schools are teaching a bunch of inappropriate sexual content to young kids. Okay, that's just a smear. And in fact, having a bill with the title CJ said is just a way to convince people and make them fearful that it is. But let's face it, there are gay people, a lot of gay people in the world, and thank God, because we've had social evolution and social movements that got us over the prejudices the conservative movement's trying to hold us in, the dark ages views. People have come out of the closet. Look, Earl, I'm a gay man. I have nephews. I'm glad my nephews, when they were little, learned that there was such a thing as gay people. So it wasn't just all on the family, right? I mean, if we're going to teach them about heterosexual relationships and marriage and a traditional nuclear family, why aren't we going to talk to them about other entirely legitimate lifestyle based on a biological difference?
Furthermore, it's nobody else's business.
Correct. But we're not talking, they're making the impression, you see, it's Tucker Carlson, they're sexualizing kids, that somehow they're showing naked pictures of quote-unquote indecent acts to kindergartners. That's not happening. It's a smear. And they're doing it. Here's the thing with the CJs of the world. It's being done by political figures to gain power, to terrify people, divide, damage public education, and then win elections with it out of the backlash they're creating with there being no foundation for it. And CJ apparently wants to be manipulated and abused and treated like a pawn of the real power brokers in our society.
CJ, quickly.
It's a fact that it was being taught, and the law affects kids between K and 3.
What was being taught, CJ?
You distort the name.
What was being taught?
Can I respond? You distort the name.
I just want to know what was being taught, that it was a fact.
Answer the question, CJ.
Well, if he stops talking over me,
what was being taught, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
What was being taught?
Hold on, CJ.
There you go again.
CJ, he's my guest. Okay? So
I'm
you're not going
to
you,
answer
so,
the question.
Well, then answer his question.
The mere fact that you distort the name to sell your platform is it's K through 3. How about we teach kids we're failing in teaching them to read, writing, and arithmetic? It's not the Don't Say Gay bill.
What was being taught for that bill, CJ? Can you answer one question, please? Please.
What's the question?
What was being taught? What were they teaching these K through third grade? What were they teaching specifically?
Look at the Florida law, Sam.
Well, you can't answer my question, CJ. Why can't you tell me?
I can answer the question.
Then please do.
Okay.
Is it okay to teach sexual orientation in class by the teacher?
Why would your child not be taught sexual orientation to self-love? Like,
parents' responsibility.
All right.
Not the teacher's.
CJ, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, and therein is something that's going on internally in this nation that is going to keep the nation separated. And I don't see how we get out of that, Dr. Craig. I really don't see how we get beyond that, because there's so many CJs in this country. You know what I mean?
Here's the core. There have always been CJs, so to speak, right? It's that we have a power structure, a whole Republican Party, a whole major party in a two-party system that is committed to using those fears and those attitudes to gain power, and actually to undermine democracy. And the fact that it shows a total disrespect for their own constituency when they feel free to lie to them, right? And so it's actually part of the corrosive attack on democracy. This really started as a conspiracy against democracy 50, 60 years ago, once we started becoming a multiracial democracy, the Voting Rights Act, led by some extreme right-wing billionaires that have developed through a lot of money the predominant view and taken over the Republican Party. And that's a scary thing. The only solution, Earl, is to defeat them. In other words, I mean defeat them through democracy. I don't mean by violence. That would destroy our country and change us. I mean, we still have the vote, even though it's been diminished. And we need to use it. We need to win elections soon, and then we need to become a majority. There really is a chance the Democrats, if we get better at this and people get more activated, could become the dominant ruling party, say like we were in the New Deal era, right, and the post-World War II era. And that just needs to happen now. That is probably the only solution, but it requires the public really to get bought in and to be motivated, not to be cynical, not to turn away. And if you think about convincing CJ, then you get cynical. If you think about winning and making CJ's voice a marginal voice, then that is possible still.
You know, Dr. Craig, that is well said. You're not going to move CJ and people of his ilk. They're not going to move. They're gonna continue to stay in that bunker that they're in, and you're not going to convince them of anything. You are right. The people who CJ supports, especially on the political spectrum, the more you force them out, the better opportunity you have to make it a better place.
You saw that CJ doesn't need facts. CJ doesn't know what they were teaching. CJ believed they wouldn't have introduced the bill by that nicer title if they, and I didn't make up the don't say gay, but if it's an imaginary bill responding to an imaginary problem just for political purposes, it should be called something other than the propagandistic name that Governor DeSantis and his colleagues gave it, right? And Governor DeSantis, you know this, Earl, he's the threat to be the scarier Donald Trump, who's smarter and can actually pull off a coup.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, really watch Governor DeSantis.
Well, you're right, because he's MAGA, you know. He's saying the exact same things that Donald Trump was saying that got people to follow him, only DeSantis is a lot smarter than Donald Trump. And he comes and he kind of sanitizes a little more what Donald Trump stands for.
And he goes more into the culture politics than Donald Trump, actually. And I saw him. I didn't know about him. He'd been in Congress. I actually happened to tune in. I was channel surfing, I think, the gubernatorial debate when he first ran against, remember Andrew Gilliam,
yes,
African-American mayor,
yes,
of Tallahassee?
It
was a very close race. And I was watching that, and I've met Andrew Gilliam since. He comes around to progressive circles, like some of the advocacy groups I go to national events at. And I was scared of Ron DeSantis. I go, this guy is dangerous. This is one of the worst, the most effective, the most mean and malicious that I've seen. And I was very disappointed when he pulled out a close race, and he unfortunately has justified my fears.
So you know, Dr. Craig, we're out of time for now. But thank you, as always. Really appreciate having you on. We'll bring you back next Friday. And we'll continue to fight.
Take care, Earl. Always great to be with you.
Always. Thank you, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.